G5 DOC listening GB3 OV for any calls.
Biddy here, you're all on your own.
It's you again. How you doing? How's your weekend been? I've been away. I've pretty much just got back. I thought I'd turn the radio on and see if Clive was there.
Zeros next Friday. And you have to tell me if I'm keen over anybody, Tristan, because I'm listening on the input and you're 30 over, mate. No problem at all. Yes, welcome back. Sorry about that. All good here and all quiet for a little while. So we'll see how we go there. I don't know if there was someone else there. Thank you. Could you pick it up, please? I heard a crackle. 2EZX.
G5 DOC with a pause. Nothing heard. I think it's just the interference, which, interestingly, whilst I was away at the week of the last few days at the EMF camp, we were talking about the prolific interference from solar panel communication systems. There was probably about two or three people on 433 who very quickly realised when 80 nodes on 868 popped up that they might have been operating the wrong gear and they should probably get some different frequency stuff. So that was kind of interesting. And it's been an absolutely amazing few days. Loads to process. I'm home now, so trying to get back into the rhythm of things. It's a bit difficult, actually. Plus, it's Audio Bloggers Month, so I've got to do a little bit of audio every day, and so that's going to add a little bit to the workload. But it's fun. There's a huge community out there just capturing and sharing loads of weird and wonderful stuff. Sat by the pond at the moment, listening to the birds. You got any plans, or is it business as usual for you? 2E0OZX, G5DOC.
Well, it's a busy day today. It's waiting a delivery of two new engine batteries. The boat refused to start on Sunday, so did a few checks, and it would appear the batteries were completely dead, but I couldn't really work it out with them all on the boat, because I've got onboard charges and solar panels and you name it, but the solar shouldn't have been on it, because it wasn't on it, because that's all on the auxiliary batteries. But I brought them home and I put a proper test on them, and they're absolutely mullered and they're not that old. So I've ordered two new batteries, and I can't really do any tests till I run the engine up and find out what's happening. So the batteries should be arriving today sometime. I've got a click and collect to do. I've got 100 other things on the go as well. So yeah, busy day. So I'm taking advantage of a quiet 5 minutes, mate, and absolutely brilliant. I wish I could go and sit in the garden with the handheld and use it, but it's just not usable. A, it's not usable here, and B, I don't think I'll get in the repeater anyway. I don't think that's the new frequency change is going to change much of that, but at least the noise level will be down and make it a bit easier. So we'll see how we go. Looking forward to it, mate. 2E0ZX. I'm glad you had a good time. Sounds really, really good, mate, and I trust the kids enjoyed it as well there. Back to you, 2E0ZX.
G5 DOC. Yeah, portable, because I'm kind of sat down on the bench by the pond. I was mobile a minute ago. There's spiders everywhere, absolutely hundreds of them. I'm trying to wipe them off my face. It was a fantastic time. It was really good. The weather was great. The things to see were so plentiful. It took like all day just to get a couple of quality things in, so you didn't feel like you're missing out too much. But there is too much on. There's like 15 talks on at the same time, it seems, at some instances. But they had a great time. They didn't want to go back to school, to be honest. Well, who would, I suppose, at that age? All good on the boat, and all good on the frequency change for GB3OV is the first one ever, it seems, from what we gathered, which is history in the making, I suppose. So looking forward to seeing how that might change what you can hear, at least for the better. Yeah, it's good to move away from all the new hazards and interference which has been rocking around. Richard seems to think it might be a little bit better, what with it being narrowband reach wise, but who knows, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, I suppose. Gorgeous day. I've probably procrastinated enough, so I'm going to get back on walking. It's nice to sit down for a moment during the walk, but I shall bid you a lovely day and continue round the village. Back to you, Clive, G5DOC.
Zeros next. So you're getting scratchy on me, Christian, anyway. This is a little bit in and out there. Yeah, catch you later, mate. No problem. 4 metres tonight, of course, if you're up for it. And I'm not sure where we are this week, whether it's a club night this week or not. Is it the first one in the month? I guess it might be, because it's 2 a week now, so I'll have to see if I can get to that. I didn't get to the last one, so see what I can do. Anyway, catch you further down, mate. Have a good walk. Take care. I've had my walk already. I'm ahead of you. That's how organised I am today. Cheers, mate. Take care. Have a good 2EOZX.
G5DOC, now mobile. Fantastic. Yeah, you're on it. You've definitely got a head start on the day. And I shall catch you on 4 metres tonight. Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Definitely my favourite band still. Okay, I'll say 7-3. Have a great day and speak to you soon, Clive. Take it easy. G5DOC, listening for a bit.
Documentally.